On our morning show today from WRCO, Dean Reinhardt is here representing the Ithaca Lions Club. Well, first of all, Dean, you guys really had a successful pancake breakfast a little while ago for Emmett Miller.
Oh, that was huge. Yeah, that I feel sorry for the people that stood in line, but we had two grills going full-time with pancakes and one with eggs, and I know people were standing waiting, and we really appreciate everybody coming out like that and showing support.
Sounds like you had nearly 500 breakfasts, is that right?
It was right around 500 meals that we served, yeah.
And lots of items were carried out the gym door that day?
Yeah, it was full. It was a good day all the way around.
Well, thanks to the community. And the word is you have another one coming up this weekend, Dean.
We have another one coming up this Sunday. It's for Ryan Paulson. I don't know if everybody knows Ryan, but he's such a good kid. He lives right there in the Ithaca area, and he's always around helping out people. And he ended up with cancer. It started out as testicular cancer. Well, they kind of took care of that. Well, now he's got it in his kidneys, and he has two or three spots on his lungs, and he's unable to work. He's lost a lot of weight. He just, you know, he needs all the help he can get. He can't work, and that's just tearing him apart. That's the worst part of it. So, you know, he just needs whatever we can do for him.
So the Lions are coming to the rescue then?
The Lions are going to be here to help again. Yeah, it'll be this Sunday. Same as always, 7 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Same menu, the cakes and the eggs and everything. So, and there'll be a silent auction, and it sounds like that's going to be another huge one. I got a message from the committee the other day that are getting the silent auction items, and they asked if we could get the gym again, so it sounds like they've got a lot of stuff coming in again.
That's good news, then.
It is. Sounds like the community is coming out again.
I can't imagine how many people it takes to put this on, because I know what the Lions do, but you need all these volunteers to help put stuff in and set it up. And
oh, yeah. We've got so many kids, you know, the groups from school, and so many adults will come in, and, okay, I'm here, what can I do? But if it wasn't for them, you know, if us old Lions members tried to put this on, we wouldn't last an hour. But we've got I'm not even going to try and mention all the groups because I don't know, but a lot of kids from the school, and like I said, a lot of the adults come in, and they pour the milk, they clean the tables, they wash dishes, whatever we need. They just say, we're here, what can we do?
You, as you describe yourself, an old Lion, but I mean, I think that has to warm your heart to see that these kids are learning a little bit about volunteering and giving back to the community.
Oh, yeah. Too. Yeah, I know. We got two guys. Well, I'll mention Devin Iam and Boland, Houston Boland.
Houston, yep.
They came in and started cooking pancakes last time. They just had a blast. And they came over to me and they said, you got another one coming up, right? And I said, yeah. We're going to be here at 7 o'clock. We're going to be on this grill and we're going to cook pancakes all day. Great, we're not going to turn that down. They had so much fun, and all these kids, you know, they're just here, they're, what can we do, and laughing and having a good time. So
yeah, you
we
can't
really appreciate
deny
it.
That kind of spirit.
Oh, no.
You?
We never turned down any help.
How much does the breakfast cost then, Dean?
It's $10 for adults, $5 for students, same as always.
And do you know if they're looking for more items, some more silent auction items?
I really don't know. I haven't talked to Mackenzie. Well, Mackenzie Clary Butcher is in charge of it, and her number is 475-4683. You could give her a call and see, you know, what they need, or if they need anything else, or what you can do.
And if somebody would just like to donate money and they want the tax proof,
do
that too,
yeah,
right?
Well, we have our 501c3, so just whenever, if you make a donation and you want a tax refund for it or a receipt, whenever you pay for it, you just ask the gal at the table, can I get a receipt? And that check will have to be written out to the Ithaca Lions Foundation. But anything else goes right to the Lions Club. It all ends up in the same place. I mean, it all go to Ryan, but it's just if you want a receipt for tax purposes, then that has to go to the Lions Foundation.
And so Ryan, through his cancer journey, and this is just to help, again, if you're not working, that's kind of tough, isn't it?
Help with the bills, the trips. I did talk to his mother the other day, and she said the doctors are giving him a good prognosis, so hopefully things will work out for him.
Well, he's young.
He's young, yeah.
Compared to you and I, he's really young.
Everybody's young compared to me. But it sounded good. So hopefully he'll get back on the mend and get back going.
That's good news for Ryan Paulson. Again, that's coming up this weekend. Do you have anything else coming up for the Lions, Dean?
Yeah, then next Sunday, the 26th, most people know we're not having an auction this year. Things just didn't work out with the expenses and the situation that, you know, some of us have got some medical things going on. And so we just decided not to have an auction this year. We've been trying to come up with ways to make some money, so it was suggested that we have a meat raffle. So on April 26th, we're going to have a meat raffle at the Village Pump in Ithaca. It'll start at 1. We've got meat bundles coming from the Richland Locker. Mick Hips from Hips Hill Farms is going to bring a couple in. The Village Pump is going to put a couple bundles together. So 1 o'clock Sunday, April 26th, we're going to have a meat raffle.
Good. And how does that work?
We'll have tickets, just like raffle tickets. We'll go around. We have different color tickets. We'll go around, sell tickets for one round, do that drawing, and then throw all of those tickets away. Then the next round will be a different color ticket. We'll go around and sell tickets for that round. And I think, if I remember right, we should have right around 10 bundles for the total. And the final bundle of the day, Craig is going to put together an all-steak bundle. That'll be worth about $70. The other bundles we're trying to keep around $40 to $50 bundles.
With grilling season coming up, the time is pretty right for that, isn't it?
Should be perfect timing, yeah. And we've got a grill right outside the back door, so, you know, if you win a bundle and you feel generous, we'll just fire up the grill. And
sure. Yeah. Let the smell of the food just kind of waft inside
yeah,
there.
And, there you go.
Absolutely. So that sounds like a great deal. That's coming up the following Sunday, then?
Following Sunday, April 26th. Okay. That'll start at 1 o'clock.
We hope a lot of people will be a part of that, too.
Hope so, yeah. Yeah, the Village Pump is really, they're really good to the Lions. They help us out a lot, and they said we can come in there, and they'll help us out all they can. So,
do you have a project in mind for the monies raised, Dean?
Not right at this time, no. I know we're trying to work on the shelter because the birds are just taking over decorating the floor, as we said the other night at the meeting, and we're trying to figure out a way to cover the rafters, and we've got to do something with that. And other than that, it'll just go into the general fund to replace the money that we're not making from the auction this year.
And you do some general upkeep for the park, just putting gas in the mowers. That's expensive.
That could be a big expense this year from the way things are going and the way it's starting to sound and look. We're going to be getting those things out and getting moving here pretty soon, too.
You bet. If somebody would like to use the shelter or use the park, is there a schedule or calendar they need to get on or anything?
They just get a hold of either Fred Fry or myself, because we're pretty much in charge of it. And we don't have anything scheduled right now. Well, we're talking about having a chicken barbecue in August. But through the summer, there's nothing that goes on. We do have kids that practice ball up there. And it's good to see that park used. We'd like to see it used a lot more. But it's good to see it get used once in a while. So if anybody wants to have a family reunion or anything like that, just get a hold of one of us and we'll get you set up.
Same holds true if there's a worthy cause in the area. Maybe somebody needs a fundraiser. Contact the Lions, right?
Yeah, sure.
We'll see. Yeah. Hopefully no more needs of, you know, like medical things, but you never know, do you? You know,
yeah, that's the worst of it. If somebody wants a benefit, it's usually bad news. But, you know, if you want to have something for good news, we'll do that, too, for a change.
Mm-hmm. Lift some spirits.
That's right.
So, but anyway.
But it's just, I know I've said this, probably going to get old hearing this, but this community is just amazing the way they come out. They did for Miller's, and it sounds like they're coming out for Ryan again. So hopefully they'll be out for the meat raffle. And then I think, as far as I know now, after that, we're just going to coast for a while.
Mm-hmm. And you won't be going to the chiropractor after lifting all kinds of heavy stuff for the auction this year.
Well, right. Yeah, that was getting old. That was a pretty rough job for the time we get all done.
There is talk, though, that maybe it could come back in the future.
Yeah, right? It could come back. We just decided to take this year off and see what next year brings. You know, it's not definitely done forever. It's just up in the air at this point.
So people should keep some stuff aside, maybe, in case they want to sell it.
We've been getting a few calls asking about it. And One guy says, well, I guess I'll put the stuff back in the shed and see what you're going to do next year then. Okay, sounds good to me.
That works well.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming in, Dean. And again, I hope a lot of folks will come out and support Ryan Paulson on Sunday.
Well, thank you and WRCO for all that you guys do for the area and for especially for the Lions.
Glad to do it. Yeah. And again, that is this Sunday at the Ithaca School Commons, 7 until 12:30. The benefit for Ryan Paulson put on by the Ithaca Lions Club.